515 comes alive with Ken, Colleen, and Kurt.
Yo, check this out.
On Star 102.5.
A mom and her son were in California. They were waiting in line to get their COVID vaccine. And the mayor of Los Angeles was going up and down the cars, you know, saying hello to people. Okay. You know, just glad handing and saying hi and everything along those lines. And her son, the mom, you know, her son is a piano player. And she knows that the mayor of Los Angeles enjoys having, you know, used to enjoy having people come over. And sometimes he'd have a pianist to play. And so this guy's mom took the advantage to try and pitch her son's piano skills.
He happens to be a fantastic piano player.
Please help me.
So I'm a pianist by training, too.
No.
I wasn't doing this thing. What do you play?
He works with piano.
He works with Elton John.
No way. Yeah. That's amazing.
He works.
I rehearse his band.
That's so great, Godmother. Were you a pianist as well?
No.
So he just picked it up on his own?
Yeah. No, my mother was a violinist.
Wow.
He got it from there, but
right.
He works with, if you need someone to play for you, you're at your parties, he'll do it for you.
I love it.
I'm going to get her some help, don't worry, I promise.
Mom trying to pitch the piano. And my mom did that to me.
Did she?
Yes. Anywhere we were to go. And she would still, if we went to Von Maur, she would say that now. She'd be like, Kurt, why don't you go ask that gentleman if you could go sit in and play the piano, even though I haven't played the piano since like eighth grade. I wouldn't know what to do, first of all, but she's always trying to, you know, promote, why don't you sit in there? That's what people really like. That's what they want.
Right.
Just have my son come and join you.
Join him on the bench there.
Oh, but when she would do it, it'd be so embarrassing. But when I think about the time, my mom got interviewed for the newspaper, the local newspaper. And all she got asked, it's always every week there were five people in the community that were asked one question. And her question was asked, who is your favorite musician of all time?
Oh, no.
And my mom, she loves the Beatles. She was a hippie in the 60s, so she loves all those bands, but wanting to be cool, wanting to impress me, and because she had heard it blaring from my room, she goes, Snoop Doggy Dog. So there it says, Pia from Vernon Hills, Snoop Doggy Dog, with this big smile. And she came home and she was so excited. She was like, look, they said Snoop Doggy Dog.
Maybe your mom just has a good sense of humor. She was just kind of being funny.
She wanted to be cool.
Yeah.
I give her credit, but I mean, my friends, they saw that because their mom saw it in the paper, and they're like, who's Snoop Doggy Dog?
I'm clearly at a point in my life where I can only embarrass my children, because now I'm defending other mothers embarrassing their children at that point.
Yes.
I just would ask him, like, why?
Is this supposed to be a revelation to anyone but you?
What? Oh, gosh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. So had mom do it. How did she embarrass you? Or maybe you had a moment of realization there and you know, I'm that mom now.
Mm-hmm.
And you just thought, I bet I embarrassed my kids when I did this.
Yeah. Could have just said Snoop Dogg. It was the whole doggy dog. I mean.
Yes. Well, you got to go all the way with it. I mean, nothing will ever be as embarrassing as my mother singing the Pussy Willow song at Girl Scout camp.
Mm-hmm.
But she's done other embarrassing things. But for me, nothing will ever top that. So.
Oh, I have total faith in you. Heather in West Des Moines, what happened?
I was playing hide and seek with my friends, obviously still living at my mom's house. And I went to hide behind the bushes. And I guess from her point of view, she thought I was peeing, crouching down and peeing. So I mean, all my friends laughed at me. She pointed it out. It was pretty bad. She was like, why are you peeing behind the bushes? And I was like, I'm not. Obviously, being a small kid, she didn't believe me.
Right, okay.
Right, yes. Right.
And your friends would never let you live that down, obviously. No.
No, they have not.
Right. Good friends would never do that.
No, I wouldn't either.
All right.
I wouldn't either.
No. Okay, cool. Thanks, Heather. Appreciate the call. Take care.
Warriors, Jaguars, and Polar Bears all listen to Ken, Colleen, and Kurt on Star 102.5.